Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I guess you didn't hear that one, did you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to bless each one of our listeners today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, bless our listeners, Lord. Each and every one of them near and far, God. Give them what their hearts desires today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we, Lord, pray for the troubled spots of our nation, Lord. Many spots of very trouble with violence, trafficking, and what have you. Father, we command that that spirit die up from the root in the name of Jesus and be no more. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for healing the sick, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord, raising the dead. Lord God, those that are dead to you, Father, in Jesus' name, make them come alive. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory today for all things today, in Jesus' name. And forgive us, Father, for all our sins, thought, words, and deeds, God. Oh, Lord, help us today, God. Without dying, I guess we be all back, but don't we? Praise the Lord. Mm. Amen. She probably called him down to see where she was.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't hear us. Okay, now can you hear us now? Praise God. All right. Praise God. All right. Let me give you a nice, see, can I find you a nice word to help cheer you up today? Christ can give us the courage to pick up the broken pieces of life, to put them back together and start over again. Did you hear that? Christ can give us the courage to pick up the broken pieces of life, to put them back together and start over again. Only Christ can do that, can't he? Yes, isn't that right? Well, welcome again. Oh, gosh, I just thank God for you, you, and you today. I really do. We was talking, nobody heard us, huh? Well, Father, I just thank you today, God. I thank you for the former broadcast, Father, how it was enlightening to us all, to me too, God. I thank you for giving us that word, Father. Now, today, Father, we'll leaning on you again, Father, for the word. And I thank you for it today, God. I thank you. Thank you for everything this day, God. Oh, this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice in it. We thank you for life, health, and strength today in all of us, even those of us that have problems in the bodies. This cold is bringing pain, you know. It brings pain, don't it, people? I know it do. Bless God, bless God. All right, today we going to still be in Isaiah, you know. I really didn't know where we was going, but I thank God that I finally got a word today. And what it comes to is, it kind of is a continuation from the former broadcast when we was in Isaiah 40. The 40th chapter, right?
Yes,
we was in 40th chapter. Today, we're going to be in 43. How about that? We will be in chapter 43. Now, I'm so glad I got some help here today. Amen. Hallelujah. We kind of started off kind of, you know, a little slow here, but we getting there. We getting there today. Yes, yes. Because, you know, we not used to this too good a cold, you know, all this cold weather. But, you know, it's nice. It's nice. It ain't steamy hot no more right now. But the Bible says in the 43rd chapter, say, but now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Fear not. You know, God has to do that to us a lot of times, tell us not to fear, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. Listen at this. Now, we got that same word yesterday. I mean, the former broadcast, we'll say it in that way. Okay? He said, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Now, what more do you want from God? Because when he called you by your name, he's identifying his children, is he not? Think about that. And when I saw that, thou art mine. And every time he say this, he's trying to get a more intimate relationship with us. He said, thou art mine. I call you by your name, and you are mine. You belong to me. That's why I know your name. I don't know their name that don't belong. Them one that belong to the devil, I don't know their name. But he called his children, his people, by their name. Thou art mine. Now, how many of you going to keep that in mind? I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
See, I belong to Jesus because he said, I'm his. All right. He said, now, because you are his, and he called you by your name. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now, we want you to be assured, be encouraged. You belong to God. You're his. And therefore, he's your protector, is he not? What he's telling you now, he's going to be with you no matter what come up in your life, any kind of negativity come up in your life, he's with you. Is that right? And you got to keep that in your heart. Because things going to come up. Do you think the devil going to let you just serve God just like that and nothing happened and you got in a flower bed of ease all the time? He's not going to allow none of us to go through like just like that. He's going to stir up something all the time. If you're not sick, he's going to bring trouble. He going to bring crazy people in your life, people doing all kind of crazy things to you, rejections, all kind of hatred. He's bringing all these things to you, but you has to remember that God called you by your name, and he said you belong to him because he know you. He knows you. All right, we are going a little bit further. For I am the Lord thy God, that the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. See, I'm the one Savior. Okay? I'm the one Savior now. Ain't nobody else Savior but God. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. I give them all for you. Everything, you see. Since thou was precious in my sight. Ooh, now I like that word. I don't know what word you got in your Bible, but I like that when he say you precious in his sight. God knows that makes you feel good. You belong. See that? You thought you didn't belong, didn't you? Well, you belong to him. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. You have been honorable, you see. You know Jesus loved you. Why you keep making like you don't? He said, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. You're going to have plenty company. You ain't got to worry about being alone. You don't have to fight no battles. by yourself. God is always, he said, he right there with you. I'll be with thee. Huh? The water get overflow, and what is it? He with you. Huh? And he gave you power over all the things of the world in the first place. In Genesis, when you read Genesis, you find out that he gave dominion to you over everything. See? Now, if you got dominion over everything, you got some say-so. I just thought of something. Remember he gave to Adam, told him to name all the animals? He had dominion, did he not? Come on now. Woo! Over trees and everything. He named the trees. He named the animals. He named everything. God put them in there. Adam named them. See? So he gave man knowledge to call a corn husk, a corn a plant, a corn. Amen. Nothing else could be the corn but the corn. Amen. Because it's already been named. Now, he called you and he named you. See? And he gave you that power. He gave it to you. All right? Because he loved you and I. Don't I ain't gonna leave me out. Mm-mm. That he loved me too. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy light. Okay, for your light. Now he tells you again. Fear not. Why does he have to keep telling us that? Because the enemy will come in as soon as God tells you something. He will come in again. He said, for I'm with you. Still, no matter, I'm still with you. Now you say the devil coming with something brand new. It ain't nothing new. He don't know nothing new. Amen. And everything that he do know, he borrowed it from Christ. Amen. And then he did what? Manipulated it to suit himself. See? And you bought that which he had manipulated and changed it all around. See? You bought that. You see, so God got to tell you, fear not, even though the next thing come about in your life, here's something else brand new, you never seen that before. So it comes up and you said, oh my God, something else. I know, what is this? Never seen this before. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Listen, stop worrying about your children out there. They out there. If you taught them about God, about what did the Bible say? Train up a child in the way they should go. When they old, they will not part from it. What is going to happen is somewhere down in the line, I don't care how old they get, 50 or 60, whatever it is, that which was put in them then at a young age, it's going to pop back up. They're going to come back home to Jesus, to God. What you taught them. But if you never taught them anything about God, how do you expect them to come back? Amen. Hello? All right, somebody. Now, you was responsible, so don't blame nobody else now. You got a right to fear then because of what? I don't know where my children gonna go. My God. If they're gonna ever come, I have tried to tell them. See, the thing is, you tried to tell them, but keep telling them. See, all I can tell you, I don't care if they get mad. You know they're going to get mad, and oh, some of them get radical and crazy. But you put Jesus on the case, and you be real. Hear what I say now. You be real. The children know when you faking. Huh? Come on now. And when you pretending you with God, they see it. They know it, but you feel like they don't see nothing. They don't know nothing. They know you ain't real. Oh, yes, I'm on the deacon board. The board need to be on the deacon. See, because you doing stuff that you ain't supposed to be doing. And they know it. Your children know it when you not right. You can try to pretend all you want to, but they know when you're not right. you're doing something wrong.
Now, isn't that strange?
You ain't taught them nothing now. But they know. Where do they pick it up? Out there in them streets. All the street is a teacher. It teach you, and most of the time it teach you the wrong stuff. Okay? Teach your children the wrong stuff. And then you want to be like your child now. Now you want to become one of the children. You want to get out there. Oh, they look like they're having so much fun. So I'm a party with my child. You see how we take off? We done forgot who we are. We supposed to be the parent. See? Not your child friend. Buddy. You want to be the buddy. How you going to discipline that child when you study trying to be their buddy and you hanging out with them? You can't tell them nothing. Now, that's facts. Okay? Now, that's facts. Now, God don't want you to go there. He want to be able to bring your seed from wherever they are, whatever place they're in. When your seed is out of God, and you know, you done told them all you know, to tell them. You made sure they was in Sunday school or church or somewhere, learning something, hearing the word. Now, sometimes you think they don't hear, they hear. In church now. Because you know how, when you go to church, they go, we used to do it, play in the church, play under the seat. That's what we did. Because we didn't want to be the church. So we played under there, you know, like that. But God knows when you do your best to teach them, and when it's time for them to come in and look like they ain't going to never come in. See, I've been through that. It looked like, God, when are they coming in? You told my children going to be saved. When is they going to come in? Look like the more I pray, the worse they got. You know? But I say, Lord, I know I haven't always been, saved. And they've seen some of the stuff that I did in my life. They may never come. He said, not so. See? I changed my life because now I know what influence the parent have on the child. So I had to change my life. Now, maybe now they would look and say, oh, my mom is different. She's so different. See, you can think like that now. See, you can change that way things are. Now, your mama might have made you go to church. You didn't. You say, I ain't going to make my children go because my mama made me go all the time. Those are the thoughts that children have. And I pray that you don't do that today. Change things while you have the chance to change it. Because God is on your side, and he knows the heart of man. Now, listen how he say, now, I don't care where your child is, what he into or she into. This is what he say. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Now, he calling them back. God calling your children back now that are out there. See, he's calling them back. And he's telling the north, south, east, and west to give them up. Why? Because he know your name and you are his. And if you are his, your children are his. Do you hear? Your children belong to God. I want you to know that today. I want you to feel that today. I want you to real enter into the word of God this day so that things will be better for you in the end. Listen, even everyone that is called by my name, see? Now, everybody ain't called by his name. Now, he said, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Now, isn't it so precious how, look how God has brought you into this world, how he's developed you and he's made lots of changes for you. Listen, he made so many good changes. He loved us so much. He sent Jesus on here to save us, to die for us. Do you see? For our sins. He had already made a plan to do what? Change what Adam had already made for us. When he sinned, he and Eve sinned. See? He already had a plan in store for us. That's how much he loved what he made. He put his stamp approval on with, and you know how they do the cows out there? They stamp, they farm on it, they name on them.
They brand them.
They brand them. Well, God branded us. You see, you branded. See, once you accept Christ, you branded. See, ain't nowhere else you to go. You might as well do it right. He say, everyone that is called by my name. He keep making emphasis on the fact that he called you. He gave you a name that he knows. No man knows your name but God. See? No man. Everybody got a different name. Huh? And once you're born again, washed in the blood and all, he say, now you got a what? A new name. Isn't that something? You thought you was Jerry or Lou or somebody, but you're not Jerry or Lou. God gave you a name that nobody else can even say. I sure like no man, wouldn't you? Thank God. Hallelujah. That's because I'm a little nosy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now listen what he said. We're going to jump down here to the, well, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Okay? He want to change that. Did you know that? And who's he changing it for? For you and I. Do you see? He's changing all that just for you and I. Oh my God, it's good, isn't it? Now, we're going to go on here. And he want us to gather together. He said in ninth verse, let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and share and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it is true. Do you hear anything that's truth? Huh? Do you? Or are you going to allow, huh, your ears to be deafened? Huh? You can't hear nothing stopped up, huh? Hallelujah. Now, on down, I want to jump down here, and then I'm going to let somebody else have it, because, you know, I just be having myself some fun. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, the 18th verse. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. All right. Stop sitting back talking about the old-time religion. It's just what it say it is, old-time religion. Religion. Now, Isaiah is here promoting intimacy with God. You see, he's trying to get you into a more intimate relationship with God. Huh? And when you get into that type of relationship with him, all the things that he do for you, Just because he know who you are. Isn't that wonderful? He said, also, behold, I will do a new thing. Now, this is the part you need. Now it shall spring forth. All right. Did you get it?
What is he saying to you?
Did you get what he was saying to you? You mine. I'm going to do a new thing for you. I'm going to do it now. See, if you don't accept the now, it won't happen. It will always be in the future. But you want it in the now. He say, it shall spring forth. Now shall it spring forth. Shall ye not know it? He's trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell us all something, and to keep it in mind. Don't just put it today and tomorrow it's gone. No. Keep it in the now. Always keep the new thing in the now. Allow yourself to open up and accept what he's doing now. See, we always say, well, he used to do so-and-so in the past. Yes, that's used to. That's in the past. That's a form of things. The old things. Let go the old things. And he said, behold, all things are new. I will do a new thing. If he's going to do a new thing, let him do it. Stop living in the past. Stop keeping up. Well, I want it like it was in the old time. I don't want it like it was in the old time. I want what's new. I want what he's doing now. See? Maybe your age may be old, former, but guess what? Your mind and your heart is the now. Is it not in the now? Oh, yeah, come on now. Get in there. Get with it. Listen here. I tell you, every time you read something in here, God is showing us that he is such an awesome God. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. If you were cast in the desert, he gonna do what? Put a river there for you. You're in the wilderness, he making a way for you to come out. Did you see? Even if he has to open up a whole ocean for you, he gonna make a way for you, cause you're his. He said, you're mine. He said, the beasts of the field shall honor me, and dragons in the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my who? Chosen. Hey, don't care what the elements say. God got the solution for his people. His chosen people. Did you know that? Famine in the land. God has a solution for the famine. You can tell when you think about Joseph. How God made a way when the famine was in the land. Used him greatly. Do you get the picture here? Y'all will get it after a while. Oh, my God. You ain't got nothing to fear. He said, fear not. I'm with you. Don't care if you are in a desert. Don't care if you're in a wilderness. He's still with you. See? And this is, and you, if you don't say nothing else, no more in life, you say this. This people have I formed for myself. He's still trying to let you know you belong to him. They shall show forth my praise. Come on and show him your praise now. Praise him.
praise him. That's what you do. Show him you're going to praise him.
Open your mouth. Don't you see he wants you to open your mouth and praise him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't sit up there and look like a mummy. Huh? No. Start praising him because he did what? He made you. He formed you for himself. And he wants to have a relationship with you. Don't be like some. You don't want to call upon him. You don't want to talk to him. You don't want to do nothing. See here? Now, I'm going to jump down here and then I'm going to be through here. He said, 25th, say, I am he that blotted out thy transgression for mine own sake and will not remember thy sin. He said he did that for his own sake. He blotted out your sin. God, I reckon. Wouldn't you love a God like that, y'all? I don't know about you, but I would. I'm through, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let somebody go in because y'all go ahead and put something with
me. Get out of here.
He's with you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word from Apostle Porter. But, you know, we all got something going on. We all got to deal with these things that life has in store for us. And it's, how you say it, I was thinking when the apostle said something, something came to mind, and I'm trying to remember what it said. You know how things come in your head all of a sudden, then you don't get a chance to say it, then all of a sudden when it's time to say it, you can't find it, and it's in your head, you know. And I'm trying to think about it because it was something that goes with what she was saying. And I was thinking about that when, you know, when we do things and we try to hamper others, let me put you that way, all we do is hamper ourselves. So we need to come together on a lot of things that we're doing. But when, as we was talking yesterday, that when we was in the book of Isaiah, all these things that we discussed, it's a continuation from weeks past. All of it is starting to come together. And by the end of the year, we should be someplace.
Oh, yes.
You know, we should be on top of our game by the first of the year. Everyone who listened to this broadcast, who listened to us, should be on top of our game. Because everything is leading up to it. We're all walking in it. We're listening to it, and we're walking in it. Now, are we living it? Point blank, we got to live it. When the word comes and is presented to us, we have to live it. We have to walk that walk. If we're going to talk it, you got to walk it. So let's be real about what's happening today and what you are doing today.
Yeah.
See, all of us have our assignments.
Yeah.
And the assignment is, you know, when you turn in your report card from that assignment that the teacher gave you,
mm-hmm.
what grade are you going to get?
Okay.
See? And that's the things that we got to deal with. What grade do you think God going to give you? You know, that's something to think about. What is your grade? Did you complete your assignment? Now, let's face it this way. No one going to really complete their assignment, but how much did you do? Did you try to do it? Did you put forth the effort to do it? See, a lot of people ain't putting forth no effort. And God is looking at your effort. He's looking at your heart on what you do. He's looking at your effort that you're doing it. Because sometimes we do have obstacles to jump over, climb over. We got to jump through hoops. We got to do the whole nine these days.
Amen.
But that assignment you have to hold on to and keep going. If we're not continuing to go with our assignment as it is, where are we? we're just like the world. We're not going to be anything. We're just like the world. We're just in a dead-end space. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is a space is we're just here taking up space. Mm-hmm. We don't have no kind of action to do, to take part in, because we're trying to hang with the world. And hanging with the world, as opposed to hanging with the street is death. Oh, yeah. You ain't got but two places, death or prison. Then you got death in prison. So what else you going to do? Now, if you're not participating in the word of God, what are you going to do? Where's your assignment headed? Where are you headed? Where am I headed? We don't know yet until that final judgment. Once that judgment comes, then, hey, whatever you done, you think about it now. You might be too late. Because our assignment, when our assignment comes through and it comes past us, let's not miss it. Or let's not miss that door that's open for us. Because there's always going to be a door. There's always going to be something that we got to go through. All of us go through something sometime. There's no exceptions. Everyone goes through something. Even the Pope goes through something. Okay? So let's not even think he's above all of us. Because he's not, because everybody goes through something. So let's face that. Everybody is in a place they're supposed to be at a certain time and a certain place, and they're doing. So all of us are doing things that we're supposed to do at this time, because God knows everything that we do. Let's not try to hide that, because ain't no point in trying to hide it, because he knows. That book, that Lamb's Book of Life, where are you set in it? Are you in the index, or are you in the concordance, all the way in the back? Or do you have a story to tell that's in between? You know, we have things that we, our little hearts and minds that we want to do, but we can't do because of something. It's either monetarily, it's either people, or it's physical. Mm-hmm. It's always a little something, but can we put our mind to it and our heart? See, the thing about it is our heart. Do we put our heart in the things that we do? Do we put our heart in our preaching? Do we put our heart in when I'm speaking? Do we put our heart in anything that we are supposed to do for God? Let's not mumble when you're doing things for God. Let's not mumble when you're doing something for God's people. Just do it. You know, like the commercial say, just do it. Step forth and do it. We all have things to do. We all got a job to do. What is your job? I don't know. But we have to complete. We have to complete, and we have to step forward, guys. We got to get into the light and know what we're doing and where we're at. But once we read that word of God and it gives us the instructions on how to live, on what to do, and how to communicate with people. Because we as a people, once we look at the things that we got to do, we're going to be better for it. Reading the word of God going to make us a better people, going to make us a better person. Mm-hmm. So once we become a better person and a better people, what do you want other than that? You know, because you got millionaires and billionaires that ain't happy, but you got poor people that's happy. And think about that now.
Amen.
Because they got God in them. They know God going to take care and going to do everything that he says he's going to do, because God's going to fulfill his promise to you. Man ain't, but God will. See, we have to think about these paths that we take, because it's our decisions and our choices, because God gave us a mind of free will. Now, that free will can go two ways. You go bad or go good. Ain't no in between. We can go up or we can go down or we can go sideways. You know, it's all kind of ways that we'll be in how you say, in touch with. But God is the one that keeps us. Jesus is the one that keeps us. Jesus died on the cross for us. Let's never forget that. Let's never let that get by. Let's never let people try to talk you out of that. Because you are going to have the atheists and these other people, and these other religions going to say that they don't believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. What do you think you're in now? If Jesus didn't do it, where would we be now? That's hard to think about. I couldn't even fathom that one. But we got to know that Jesus got us here. God got us here for all types of things that we can do. There's so much that we can do. There's so many people that we can reach now. You know, with all this technology and stuff, there's so many people that we can reach now, because the technology can be for good and it can be for bad. But as you see, a lot of people get the technology and they try to override the good, because every time something bad happens, they're going to try to connect that to us. They're going to connect that to us Christians. Now, don't ask me why, but they make a big deal out of that. They don't make a big deal out of the other stuff, but they make a big deal out of that. So how do we offset this stuff? Is being you. Staying with Christ. Keep the word of God in you, because it ain't you. Now, there's always going to be a wolf in sheep's clothing around. There's always going to be that. There's always going to be somebody or something trying to pull you down. Or put it this way, there's always someone going to be trying to pull the church down. Let's get that straight. There's always a Judas in the camp. There's always somebody running around. You might even have a friend that probably means well, but they be negative. They can tell you what to do in church, but they ain't never been to church or don't want to go to church. But they're going to tell you about church. How can they tell you about church when they don't go to church? Matter of fact, how can they pull you out of church and they don't go to church? That's what I want to know. Well, apostles say, because they spirit stronger. They spirit stronger, or you got a weak mind. Well, actually, it's both of them, tell you the truth. Because if you're weak and they pull you out, that means you got a weak mind. So let's face that. And the thing about it is, that means you're not rooted in the word of God. You don't have your feet planted. See, a lot of us throw out wolf tickets that we're this and we're that, and we're actually nothing. We're actually putting on the front that We are all that in a bag of chips, but we're not. Because our assignment says we're not. Our assignment says we're workers. We're laborers. We're laborers in this. We're laborers in this job for Christ together. Let's not pull each other apart on the labor for Christ. Let's keep Christ in our hearts and minds. Let's keep Christ with us all the time. This day and time, things are so gone and mixed up. It's hard to put fandom. And I was thinking, as Apostle said something earlier, about how people take the past. But I'm going to put it this way. People get the past wrong. Because through in time, that past changes. The only past don't change is the Bible. But the past we take, the path we take, but the past we was going through, a lot of times that story changes during time. You know, like some of them old stories, the old people tell you at the family reunions, they go way, 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 way back. Through, and if you listen, every year that story changes. if you pay attention, every year that story changes. Now, I was watching a movie last night where it was supposed to have been this story about a Japanese queen. She was the emperor, the first female emperor of Japan way back. It's, you know, it's fiction. But when you think about it, they wrote the story that she was so evil that it was terrible. But when they found out the truth of the story, she wasn't that. She took herself to an island and had herself buried because she wanted to save the world. But they said she wanted to destroy the world. So you see how the story got twisted all through time? So this is what I'm saying. A lot of stories and a lot of parts of our lives be twisted during time. Because time tells. You got people who saying things about you that don't know you. See?
Right.
That's one story that's twisted in turn. People now don't try to find out who you are. They don't try to find out the true story. They believe the other stuff, then they believe the truth. See, but I want you to tell you, that's part of your assignment too. Because when people talk about you and do you like that, you don't need to retaliate. You let God handle that. God will take care of them. You don't worry about that. God take care of them. He's always taking care of his people, no matter what it is. But we the ones get impatient. Mm-hmm. We the ones get impatient of a whole lot of things. That when God says he's going to do something, we get impatient and go the other direction, and we hold up our own blessings.
Oh.
Because we're so impatient.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And because somebody filled your head with a lie and with a false story. So as they say it, it'd be a false narrative that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
We always going through a lot of stuff, because as long as we live on this earth, we're going to go through something. As long as we're here. How do we handle it? What do we look like? How do you think, I'm going to come back to this. What kind of report can you give God? Or what kind of report will God have on you?
Mm-hmm.
We know some of us came from something and somewhere. Let's put you that way. All of us ain't been saved since we were born, because we were born in sin. Let's not get ourselves fooled. You weren't born with it all. There's only two people who was born with it all. That's Jesus and John. You know, because everybody else, we had to go through a lot of roughness, a lot of things, before we can even get to our assignment, before we even know what our assignment is, because we didn't want to hear it. Come on, a lot of times God talked to each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit talked to each and every one of us. But do we want to hear it? Do we like what the Word says? No, because it hits you. Can it hit me? Can it hit you? It hits all of us. The word will come forth, and it will do us the way it needs to be done. But God is the one that's gonna keep us going. He's gonna keep us together. But it's up to us to stay together, because that word of God is our glue. And we got to keep it on us. Y'all know about that super glue? That word of God is that super glue. It ain't coming off until you make some kind of mixture to get it off. But it ain't coming off just like that. So when you put that word of God on you and in you, it ain't coming off. You know, it's like saying putting on that shield of armor, put on that armor. Same thing. Let's put that armor of God on us, y'all, and go to battle. Because that's what it is today. It's a battle.
Mm, yes,
true banner. I mean, even before you go to bed, it's a battle. When you say your prayers, you get into bed, you wake up, oh, everything hurting and stuff. Say, Jesus, is another day. I'm glad I got the pain because at least I know I ain't dead. You know, so it's a lot of things we got to do, and we got to comprehend on what God is doing and what we're doing, because we're the ones that step and we're the ones got to walk. Let's keep walking in the word of God. Keep walking in the light. Let's not walk in that darkness. Let's keep God in our minds and keep God in our hearts. And stay on your assignments and keep, let's put it this way, keep doing your homework. Because that's the only way you're going to get a good report, by doing your homework. So keep doing your homework to get a good report. And stay on your assignment. And here's Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, the word is truly rich today. And the thing about the word is we all have to do our part and align up with the word of God. And there's so many good, beautiful jewels with the word that came forth today that it God always allow you to go over your path. And just to, God always allow you to go through your path. He allow you to remember where he brought you from. And he always let you go through and realize that he was the one that kept you. He was the one that have watched over you. When you felt like the flood was going to overflow you, he was right there beside you, letting you know that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be right there at your side. And he is such an awesome and mightiful God that he's able to do all things. And we have to come to a place to know that he is the one that has really kept you. And then when the word the woman of God was talking about, when he said, but now thus said the Lord, I'm the one that created thee. And you could put your name there, and I form you. And he's letting you know that before you even come forth in your mother and your daddy, before they even meet each other, I'm the one that formed you. I call you by my name. I already know your name. I already know your purpose. I already know what you're going to do. I already know the path you will take. It's like nothing is surprising to God. Because he created you. When the word let us know, there's nothing about you he doesn't know about. He even know how much hair, the color, how much hair on your head, y'all. And when you look, you can't even count it. I don't care if you have the microscope. You can't even count all them hair lines. You can't even count them pores. You can't even count them. Even the one that is underneath that's coming forth. He said he already know every single thing about you. He already know the path you will take. And knowing that he's the one that formed you, I created you, and I'll call you by my name. And he lets you know that even though you go through different things in life, I am still right there beside you. I'm with you through the high mountain. I'm with you in the valley. I'm in with you through the storm. I'm with you even through the happy times. He is right there with you. And he letting you know not to fear not. He have always let you know not to be afraid. He always sent a word of encouragement to tell you, I'm there with you. I'm the one that bringing you through that time of suffering. Because in the suffering, we will not say the suffering it comes. The suffering comes to process us, process the things that we have learned, process that the you know, we grow in different background, different homes, different things we've seen all around us. And this time we learn things that God did not want us to learn. You know the scripture talks about, for the parents are to bring, teach the children, right? To bring the children according to what God wants and teach them the way of the Lord. And he said, train them up so when they get old, they will not depart. You train them up. And sometimes the parents don't train the child to know the things of God. They train the child to know everything else but what God says. And I'm reminded the Jewish people, what they really did, they teach their children the law. They teach them about the history. They teach them that when each time we turned away from God, this is what happened. But we, the Gentiles, we don't even teach our children that God is God, that God is our maker. We don't even teach our children that. But we teach our children to do everything else under the sun. But God is letting you know that today, he had to, when he recall you by your name, you had to go through that process. And you know what? In that process, things has to fall off you, your own mindset. We call it the spirit of stubbornness, right? We don't want to let go of that. It's like you have a dog, right? And you give a dog a piece of steak, a piece of meat. You have to wrestle with that dog to get that thing out of that dog mouth. And you know what? And the stronger person is what, who's going to win. And sometimes the dog wins. Why? Because he say, I ain't letting go of that piece of meat. And he will growl, and he will fight, and he will even attack you. Why? Because he claiming that's mine. And it's the same thing. We don't want to let go of the things that we have learned, that God wants to bring us into that process, to put us through that fire, to refining fire, to take out everything that is not like him. And God will let you know, he'll bring it into our place. Remember, I was there with you. We thought we were doing the right thing. Why? Because we were going by our environment we were brought up in. But God called you out, and he let you know that I call you. I know your name. I'm calling you with a purpose, with a purpose in your life. And then when I was reading, and Isaiah the 42nd chapter, verse 18 says, hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observe it not, opening the ears, but he hear it not. And what is blind, unable to see, lacking the sense of sight, you're sightless? And you say, but I'm not blind. I got eyes to see. But yeah, you got eyes to see naturally. But you know what? You don't have eyes to see what God is talking about. And blind also means unwilling or unable to perceive or understand. So when someone say you're not getting it, you're blind, they you say, well, I got it. No, you didn't. Because your mind and your understanding has not come forth to understand what the word of God is saying. And he'll let you, even in the second verse, he said, when thou walkest, passest through the water, I'll be with thee, and through the river they shall not overflow thee. Now when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. And what is the fire? The fire is the storms of life. The trouble that comes in your way. And you know what? There's a song that says trouble won't last what? Always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But that fire, that situation come to what? To take off, to cut off, to pull down, to tear down what's in you. You can't say, well, it's the next man around. No, God is dealing with you. Because when God deals with us first, then he can move to the next person. What he work on you first, then you can accomplish everything he called you to do. You have to say, it first begins in me. And Psalms 1 verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You see, he wants us to be like that tree, y'all, planted by the rivers of water. Who is the water, y'all? He is the living water. Jesus is the living water. And he wants to rise, let the living water rise up on the inside of us. He wants the water to keep bubbling on the inside, the water to refresh us, the water to bring us into changes, the water that we can go through the storms in our life. And we won't feel like we are being overtaken. Even in the dry place, he wants to be that living water in you. So, and you know, the word of God is so powerful today. We have to remember it starts with us. And then the word says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And that is so true. We can look over our past, where God has brought us from. Look over it as, you know what? I'm not the same person I was back then. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. Whatever your numbers is, I'm not that same person, because that was what? The former things. Not everything in the former while you're going through the storm of life was nice and pretty. He was working on you. He was taking off. He was chiseling you. Why? He was bringing you through that process, because he know what he has in you and that you are special to him. So a lot of times we can't even worry what other people think of us, because that's what our problem is. We're always looking for approval from other people. But if we look to who, the one that created you, if let him be the one that says, well done. Let him the one that say, you're walking according to my way. You're doing what I call you to do. You're allowing me to work on you. You're allowing the process to come in you. And he is the one. He is the one that we ought to look for the approval. Because he's the one that dwell on the inside of you. And if God can dwell inside of you, he's the one who will encourage you. Because remember, he's the one that's going to say in the book of Revelation, well done, my good and faithful servant. So today, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to you. You are the church. You are the one that needs to hear. You're the one that need, if you're deaf, you need your ears to be open so you can understand the word of God. If you're blind, you cannot see the move of God. Ask God to open your eyes that you may see clearly. Why? Because there's times in this walk when you may have been in the storm for a long time, and God had to send a word to refresh you, to open your eyes, just like he told the Elisha had to, and the servant, he had to say to the servant, go and look again. Why? Because we know that God have always made a way out of no way, but there's times when you need that little extra re-encouragement. Why? That God is still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Even though you know the word of God, sometimes that word has to be ignited inside of you for you to come alive again, to remind you all of God's promises. And that's why God have men and women of God to bring forth that word again of promises, because just like the children of Israel, God talked to Abraham, and then he talked to Jacob, and then he kept talking. And then when Joshua came on the scene, that same word had to come again. Just like I told Moses, be strong, be courageous. I was with Moses, I'm with you now. He letting Joshua know, even though Joshua was in the midst of everything, God still bring that word and re-encourage Joshua again. Joshua, I'm going to be with you now, because Joshua seen the ups and the downs. He seen the ins and the outs. He seen everything, but God had to let him know, Joshua, I'm sending that word again. You got to be strong and be courageous. Just like I was with my servant Moses, I'm going to be with you. And then God started letting Joshua know, I'm going to take you into that promised land. And we have to remember the promises God has promised us, the promised land. Remember, we are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses savor, then we are no good, not good for anything. I know in today's day and age, we like salt in our food, right? We have to adjust to the food. We have to adjust sometime with food that don't have any salt. And we try to put things to coat it so we can eat it. And some of us cheat on our diet of the salt. Because what? We like the taste. It tastes better, right? So that's what it is. He wants us to what? Call on him. He wants us to know that he's able to bring you through. He's the one. And he said, what? Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. And when it springs forth, you're going to know it, and everybody around you going to know it. You shall know it. I'll make a way in the wilderness. And what's the wilderness? In a dry place, right? When you're by yourself. See, a wilderness is a wilderness, what? A timing of you going through. Just like the children of Israel was in the wilderness, right? And God made provision for them. When are you going through your wilderness, know that God is your provider today. He'll provide for you. He promised. He said, whatever it is you need, I'll do it. He's a supplier of your need. And then he talked about, when he said, and he'll bring forth water. In other words, you're in a dry place, he'll send moisture to you. You will not be all dried out. But he's going to refresh you. He's going to refresh you. And it just reminded me when the famine was going on and there was no substance. God directed his man to a place where he can be fed, where he can get a drink of water. And God letting you know that he'll do the same thing just for you. We all just have to what? Trust him. Stand on his word. Know that he'll make the crooked place straight. Know that he'll break in pieces the gate of brass, and he'll cut in the sunder the bars of iron. In other words, when the enemy tried to put traps around you, he will not allow what the enemy wants to do to you to prevail. David had said, I'm not young and I'm now old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. There's so many times we have to bring the word of God back to our remembrance. He already know the word, y'all. But when we start declaring the word of God over our life, he will remind us. And then there's people that been here before us and said, I've been through ups and downs, and God have never forsaken me. Even when I messed up, he was still right there. And he was like a father that would send, that chastise his children when they walk in error. That's what God do to us. When we walk in error, he's that heavenly father that chastises you. Why? Because he cares so much for you. So we have to always remember he's there for you. He is there for you. and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. These days he had me just remembering where he bought me from. And what Deacon Michael was saying, and Apostle Porter, we weren't all perfect. But you know what? Some people got into more stuff than the other. There's different, just like there's different degree of hell, there's a different degree of how much stuff each person get into mess. But you know what? He's still a mighty good God. He's a God that let grace and mercy come forth. And there's times when he will say to you, it's time to let it go. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new today. And then when I looked at Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, verse 7, said, deep call it unto the deep at the noise of that water sprout, and all that waves and that billows are gone over me. And then Psalm 69:1 says, save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. And he let us know, even in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. You hear that, y'all?
Amen.
A workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Unto what? Good works. Remember when Jesus, when he made the earth, he called it what? Good. So he wants us to do what? Good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So remember now, he wants us to walk in good works. Remember, we are his children. We are not of the devil now. The people of the devil do what the devil wants them to do. But we are children of light, so we have to walk as children of light. Not saying that you're not going to do things, but now you're not supposed to go out there and commit murder now, right? If you're a children of God, you're not going to commit murder. Because you definitely know the word, thou shalt not what? Kill. So, you know the word. You know the word. And the scripture talked about what? Hear ye deaf and hear ye blind. So you can't say, I was once what? Blind, but now I see. Blind mean you were in the place of darkness. When the word come, understanding came into you. So light is there now. So if you did not know before, now you know. So, you know, we cannot give excuses anymore, because God always sends someone your way to bring forth that word. And I'm just reminding in our teaching that before someone leave the earth, God is such a loving God, and he's so mindful, and he's a God that loves his children, that he will send someone your way. Let them know, accept the Lord as your Savior. And they'll tell him it's time for you to make a change. Why? You got to do something. No one can force you to make the change, but you have to do the change. Be transformed. How do you transform? By the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to change. You got to make up in your mind, this is what I want to do. And if you really make your mind up on something, I don't care who comes, you're not going to change your mind. You got to come to that place that, you know what, I've been messing up for too long. I got to do what God called me to do. I have to give answer to God for the things that I did not do. The time that he sent people my way to warn me, make a turn, stop, heal, yellow light, red light, stop, green light, stop. These are things that he sent your way. But when you are blind and when you are deaf, you don't want to hear it. Then you walk into things. But today, he's letting you know that you don't got to be blind anymore. You don't got to be deaf anymore. Why? Because he's sending that word to let you know Before I formed you, I knew you. Before you were created, I already know everything there is to know about you. And he letting you know, when you pass through water, I will be with thee. So know today that God is with you. Know that he wants to bring you into a new place. He wants you to bring what? A new place. Today is your day to start all over again. Be that person that God called you to be. Be that brand new person. Just like the cell in your body renew itself, you got to be renewed. Release those things that are of old. And you know what? People don't realize that when you hold up a lot of junk, it messes with your body. Your body was not meant to carry stress. Your body was not meant to carry a lot of things. Jesus let us know that he is our burden bearer. He's the one that can handle them burdens. Give it to Jesus today. No matter what it is, give it to him. He can handle it. Your body cannot handle it at all. So today, release everything that is not like God in your life, in your thought pattern, your mindset, your stubbornness. Get rid of it. Loose yourself this day and be free and know that God knows all about you and he wants to make that change in you. So today, be blessed. Be blessed today and know that I was once blind, but now I see. I can see clearly now. That my eyes, the fog is off my eyes. I'm being renewed right now. He's renewing me. He's renewing me right now. He's restoring me right now to my former place. Where I had messed up, he had mercy on me and gave me another opportunity. So each day that you wake up in the morning, know that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it and know that this is the day you have never seen before. Know that all things are brand new. You can start all over each and every day and know that God has given you the strength. When you wake up, he gave you the strength. You have function of your body. You have function of your limbs. So to know that each and every day is a gift. So each and every day, come with a brand new thought. Create your mornings and know that God is with you. You can do all things through him that gives you strength. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that from Sister Sharon, from Pastor Sharon, and from Apostle and myself. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you who listen in on a regular basis. We thank you and we praise God for you. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. If you want to make donations or anything, please write us and call us and let us know how you like the show. Okay, and the prayer line and Bible study is the same number. It's 218-548-6746, and the code is 3333 pound. Bible study is 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, and prayer is 11 p.m. on Friday night, excuse me. But we just thank you, and we thank every one of you that's been on and listening to us, and God bless you, and until next week, may God bless each and every one of you at this time. Hold on, she did us in.
peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start
happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let
God,
let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and
I let let him have,
let
go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
oh, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
he's the only one with the answer.
Let go,
and let God,
let God,
he can handle it all, yeah.